The Battle of Chattanooga, Part 2. This is actually Day 2 as well. It's November the 24th, 1863. This is the section of the battle that is sometimes referred to as the Battle Above the Clouds, which is the struggle for Lookout Mountain. While Union General Sherman was on the north flank of Missionary Ridge making his moves, Union General on the south flank, now that's going to be Hooker, who now has three divisions headed to Chattanooga Gap, and his goal was to occupy Rossville Gap. That's between Missionary Ridge and Lookout Mountain. But General Grant realized that once the main battle began, General Hooker's forces, which were supposed to protect communications coming down Lookout Mountain, wouldn't be that important. General Hooker's divisions couldn't head to the Rossville Gap without having to fight at Lookout Mountain, mainly due to the bad condition of the pontoon bridge that the Union had been using. So General Grant changed the plan a little bit, and he ordered General Hooker to attack the area around Lookout Mountain. Now, Lookout Mountain is the top of a plateau that is 1,100 feet above the Tennessee River, with several areas where there's just, you know, straight drops of hundreds of feet. I mean, you can go there. They have a nice riverboat ride that goes to the base of that thing. You can take the incline railroad up the side of it to get an idea of how steep it is. You can drive up to that particular position. But once you get up there, you look down and you go, how in the world could you not keep this position? It is so easy to defend. Well, Bragg's mistake is you have to have enough troops. On the top of Lookout Mountain, he had stationed only two brigades of troops. One blocked a narrow passage around the northern face of Lookout Mountain, and the other was positioned upslope from the first Confederate unit. Now, the Confederate commander on Lookout Mountain was General Carter Stevenson, and had been put in charge after General Hardee was moved to Missionary Ridge. So the Confederates have two brigades, or 1,200 men. Hooker is going to use 12,000 men. Now, they are going to be limited as to where they're going to be able to attack from. And if you go online and put that, just type in the Battle Above the Clouds, you can see some of the original photographs from the era where they have these ladders going up the rock faces and another ladder going up to another section. It's a mess. Well, anyway, Union General Hooker decided the toughest area of Lookout Mountain, the Stony Face, would simply take too long to capture. So he decided to attack only the middle and lower sections of the mountain. Now, the morning of November the 24th, 1863, it dawned with the top half of Lookout Mountain covered in fog. Now, this thing has its own microclimate. If you're in the Chattanooga area, they have a weather forecast for it and for the rest of the people, and that's not uncommon. The fog covered the Union troops, however. Since it's halfway up, the Confederates can't see them coming up. And, of course, so the Union troops are going to maneuver around the mountain. The problem for the Union with the fog is it's going to slow them down, because they don't exactly know where they are. You don't want to slip. Whoa, down you go. So the fog is causing plenty of confusion on their part as well. But in the end, it was a Union fog, as the Confederate troops couldn't see anything that General Hooker's troops were doing. At 9 a.m., the Union forces advanced almost unopposed as they advanced in attack formation up the ridge to the point where the Confederates had dug in their defensive positions. Confederate Commander Stevenson, who hardly knew where the men in his new command were, he's trying to figure out where his people are, and then suddenly, here come these Union forces attacking. Fortunately, the Confederate position had lots of artillery concentrated on the peak of Lookout Mountain, which allowed them to hold off the Union troops for some time. 10-1 odds certainly favors General Hooker. However, there's a limit to just how low you can lower the cannon barrel to fire. Once General Hooker's forces had moved high enough, the guns were ineffective, and they were forced to withdraw. Without artillery fire, the Confederate forces were simply being overwhelmed. Now, as the Confederate forces on top of Lookout Mountain were being pushed back, all that was left of the Confederate defenses was on the east side of Lookout Mountain, a place called Craven's House. And that house position itself fell pretty quickly and easily, but the Confederate troops were able to hold a ridge above it. And so they were able to hold that spot for several hours. Now, as the fog still clung to the ground, Confederate troops began... this is the bad part about climbing up mountains. The Confederate troops might not have been able to fire artillery at you, so without artillery, they just began rolling boulders down the mountain. And you can hear it coming. I mean, you can hear the boulder crashing down the mountain. The trouble is, with the fog, you couldn't see it until it was on top of you. And, of course, then it's a little too late. It's not exactly a lot of room for you to maneuver around and jump around. So, anyway, they're doing that. Confederate Commander Stevenson was expecting reinforcements. He had asked for them, had told that they were coming, expected them to show up at any time. However, Confederate General Bragg decided to send no reinforcements. He was more worried about his left flank on Missionary Ridge. In the end, overwhelmed by numerical superiority, General Stevenson ordered his men to withdraw from their positions around Lookout Mountain, and as they retreated, to destroy all the bridges. General Stevenson didn't want to be separated from the main Confederate army on the other side of Rossville Gap, so he's going to move that direction. Meanwhile, Union General Hooker waited until November the 25th. He waited until the next day to finally finish capturing Lookout Point, which was the highest spot. And at that point, they were then able to clear Lookout Mountain. And then Hooker then moved towards the Ringgold Gap to engage Confederate General Bragg's forces on Missionary Ridge at that particular point. So he's going to be making his move a little bit later on. And, of course, he will be in position for the final day. So if we look at where we are, the first day, the 23rd, Sherman was able to move his men into position, ready to attack, but he didn't do anything on the 24th. Hooker on the 24th was able to push back the forces on Lookout Mountain and now had himself positioned at the other edge of Missionary Ridge. And, of course, then you have General Grant with his forces in the middle. So we're ready for the final day. Now, the sources for this are, of course, the American Civil War Encyclopedia, the Civil War Almanac, Civil War Dictionary, Chickamauga and Chattanooga, Battles That Doomed the Confederacy by Bowers, Shipwreck of Their Hopes, Battles for Chattanooga by Cozens, and Chattanooga, A Death Grip on the Confederacy by Roland. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and thank you very much.